There is a final ignominy that no one expected. A last gasp gallows humour to keep the sketch writers happy. As he dies, he cries out, "My God, why have you deserted me?" Isn't this what they all wanted to hear? That the fancy preacher, with all his faux humility and big claims, was just another lost soul screaming out to God in despair and battering his fists upon the locked doors of heaven. But no one understands him, like they never did. They think he is calling Elijah. They don't hear his desolation, still less construe what I begin to glimpse. That this howl of grief is the final plumbing of the depths of all that darkness that his light comes to dispel. And here on this hill, on this cross, on this afternoon, the tectonic plates of the universe shift, and we are reconciled to God. God is in this dying man, and in this dying man experiencing the horrors and the grief and all the fear and isolation that is the daily currency of sin and death. For now, I can even see myself in him. He is dying for me. And in sharing in this death, and in the consequence of sin, by succumbing to it, drawing the sting of its venom, all of it and forever, and in loving it, it is defeated. So the dying man gives up his spirit. "It is finished," he says.